This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll be hearing another update about National FFA Week. I had a chance to talk with the executive director for the Illinois FFA Center, Mindy Bunzelmeyer. Mindy is a product of Montgomery County and was very involved in 4-H and FFA when she was growing up. We discuss what the state FFA officers are up to this week, membership numbers, and the growing need for ag teachers. You are actually a local girl, grew up near Farmersville, so just remind us again where you're from and just where you grew up.
Yes, I did. I grew up just outside of Farmersville on a small farm there with my family and went to Lincolnwood High School. So I'm a graduate of Lincolnwood High School, and most of my family is still there. So I have great ties back to my roots and my hometown area and my start in Montgomery County. So, yeah, it's really fun to be able to talk to friends back home today.
And involved with FFA yourself throughout high school.
Yes, I was very fortunate to be involved in the Lincolnwood FFA program, and, of course, I grew up in Montgomery County 4-H program as well. My parents were my 4-H leaders as well as my neighbor lady, and so I was really lucky to have both a great 4-H and FFA experience when I was growing up.
This week being National FFA Week, I know there's a lot of things going on, but want to touch on the state FFA leaders. They are out and about and doing several things, so share with us what they're up to this week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think we're going to all touch base tonight. They want to call in and kind of share some of their experiences and kind of get the logistics for the rest of the week. But they have been out at our schools throughout the state doing a variety of things. They've got a couple workshop presentations that they're doing in classrooms. And then, of course, they're doing what the FFA chapters ask them to do at a variety of events. So at some events, they may be making pancakes, flipping flapjacks, if you will. And the next event, they may be in a dodgeball tournament, or they could be the main speaker at one of their teacher appreciation lunches. So they are doing a variety of things this week, and of course all throughout promoting FFA Week during their social media. They have a social media challenge out every day for FFA members to participate in how we build FFA opportunities. Their state theme this year is Build. And so they're encouraging FFA members through social media and all those efforts to get members active and getting the word out about FFA. So they're busy. They're very busy this week.
Want to touch on you talking about all those different activities for FFA members. How is the membership looking throughout the state? Are numbers up? Are they down? Are they about the same as they have been?
I would say our numbers are up from previous years, but holding steady just over 17,000. We're about 17,500, which that is up. And it's very near our all-time high of membership, which we had in the 70s. And so, of course, you know, the officers would love to achieve that goal and break all-time high of FFA membership. But we're just pleased that we have the over 17,000 that we do.
Well, that's certainly a great number to be hearing. And, of course, we all know that these FFA chapters and programs are not possible without ag teachers and advisors. And there's a real need for that right now.
Yes. While we are heavy on FFA members, we have a huge shortage for young people going into agricultural education and for ag teachers. And that is a huge and pressing concern for all of ag education in Illinois. And so every effort we can make to not only recruit young people into going into ag education, but also retain the current teachers we have, that is a huge priority for us. And we need to focus a lot of our time and energy and talent into making sure that we keep our good teachers. And as you know, a good ag teacher makes all the difference in the world in the success of our students and the opportunities that our students have. I know that I wouldn't have the job I have right now if it weren't for the experiences I had in the ag classroom and what my ag teacher did for me. And I know that many people can say the same thing of their own ag teacher. And so, as I said before, I'm very proud to be a product of Lincolnwood High School and Lincolnwood FFA, and I'm proud of all the things that those experiences gave me, and I couldn't have done it without my agriculture teacher, and I think that a lot of people feel the same way. So we need to recruit more people into becoming those ag teachers that make such impacts on young people's lives.
Well, I agree with that. I was involved in FFA myself, and someone that you probably know pretty well, Monty Elvidge, your brother. So lots of great memories there. And is there anything that we haven't touched on today about FFA that you'd like to share with us?
I did kind of set you up there, didn't I, Katie?
Yeah,
I, you
just
know,
a little,
I
but that's okay.
Say, well, you know what it's like to have a great ag teacher. So just for the record, officially on the radio, I did say that my brother was a good ag teacher.
Yes.
I may never have to live that one down.
I hope he hears this.
But I'm very fortunate that my youngest brother was an ag teacher, too, and now he's the principal at Lincolnwood High School, so I had to boast about coming from Lincolnwood High School. I'm really hoping neither one of them hear this radio announcement. But if they do, then they know how proud I am to come where we've come from. And like you said, good ag teachers, it's a great need, and we have a great need for them. So I thank you so much for giving me the chance to talk about FFA Week and agricultural education, and look forward to talking to him many times again in the future.
And once again, that was my fun conversation with the Illinois FFA Center Executive Director, Mindy Bunzelmeyer. Something else exciting that's happening this week is the Illinois Beef Expo. Director of Communications for the Illinois Beef Association, Jill Johnson, says there's something for everyone at the expo. Jill, before we know it, the Illinois Beef Expo is going to be here.
That's right. It's right around the corner. Can you believe it's already the end of February?
Sounds like there's going to be a lot on the agenda. I know there's several sales and the trade show, so fill us in on what people can expect to see this year.
Sure. Well, the Illinois Beef Expo starts next Thursday, February 25th, and it kicks off with the Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale and the trade show. All of that happens in the Livestock Center at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Upstairs with the IPT Bull Sale, always a great event with some of our best and most well-respected breeders that bring bulls to town every year, and certainly highly sought after by seed stock breeders and commercial producers alike. So it's a great crowd of cattlemen that come in on Thursday for that featured sale, and then of course the trade show will be bustling indeed, and there's always something for everyone in the trade show. And then Friday we see a couple sales and junior cattle start coming in, and then Saturday more sales, and of course the junior show starts Saturday afternoon and kicks off with the Illinois Junior Beef Association point show ceremony. And the Illinois Beef Expo is actually the first show on the 2016 calendar that falls into the Illinois Junior Beef Association point show program. So a lot of juniors coming to town, one of their often first shows of the season, and so it's fun to see all those families come to Springfield and compete and enjoy the fellowship.
Is there anything new this year that people should be looking forward to, or just exciting things all around the expo?
Mm-hmm. There's a Stock Show U fitting contest for youth, and of course the Hereford breed moved their sale last year to Friday evening, and that will continue to be Friday evening this year, which was a fun social event along with the sale. So generally the schedule is as you'd expect, but that's what's so exciting about the Beef Expo. There really is something for everyone, and it's sort of the culmination of where cattlemen come together.
Jill Johnson, the Director of Communications for the Illinois Beef Association. And once again, the Illinois Beef Expo kicks off on Thursday morning at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.